This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's soccer season, officially soccer season, Super Don. Did you play soccer when you were in high school? Anything? Did they even have soccer when you were in high school?
You know, I mean, I played it in PE.
Okay.
I kind of liked it. It was kind of fun. But
right?
I actually never played any. The only sport that I got somewhat involved in was in wrestling. But other than
Okay, yeah. That's why you're doing the roids. Now I understand.
Yeah, roid rage happens every once in a while.
Can't Unbelievable. Remember. Anyway, yesterday there was a scrimmage. My son's, you know, senior, and they just now started a soccer team at his school. So he's on the first soccer team. And so I go there to catch the opening, you know, official game tonight. And, of course, I got to come back to do the show. And I was there for, like, the first half hour. And sure enough, he's not in yet. And then I leave, and my wife says, he's in now. Okay. So I don't get to see the first game. All right. Well, I think eventually, maybe next week, I'll catch a game on the air. But it was fun, actually, you know, enjoying a little bit of the memories of not collegiate at this point, but high school athletics.
Very cool. So did you play soccer?
I did. Well, when I was a kid, I played soccer in the leagues that were around. And I remember I had a rough time. Didn't I tell you this story? You know, Bell being my last name, everybody gets nicknames. And on the back of my soccer jersey, I don't know which year it was, if I was 10 years old, how old I was, it said Ding Dong. So I didn't care.
Really?
I thought we talked about that before.
I don't remember that. No.
My self-deprecation started early. It was like, I don't care.
Robert Scott Ding Dong.
Ding Dong Bell. There you go. So there you go. That's the kind of history that I got. It's a wonder I've adjusted to adulthood. Who knew I could make it? But here we are. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on next 2 hours here on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Health and healing like nowhere else in media. And we've got Stuart Tomp joining us because we've got some major CBD updates. Those of you on Cannabidiol are considering it. We are going to talk about that tonight. Also, some more news about Chuck Norris and his battles to save his wife's life after the MRI contrast chemicals, the agents that they use there as well. We've got news about the strep vaccine, that they want it to be utilized for everybody. We'll explain and not expand on that, perhaps. But first and foremost, the question of toxicity through the ages, toxicity through the generations. Superdot, I don't know if the skepducks are even alive anymore, because it's just getting so ridiculous that the scientists and the science supporting what we've been saying, what I've been saying for all these years, they now have to go against so much peer-reviewed literature. It's ridiculous. I know they can do that because they're so cognitively dissonant. But the reality is, when you do chemo and you survive the chemo for your cancer, for instance, particularly if you're a woman, if you have children, and God bless you that you can have children still after that, what an onslaught, but your children are not spared. And this is the big news here, as the analysis is happening cross-generational now. We've talked about the toxicity spanning the generations. In homeopathy, we talk about miasms. These are inherited predispositions that may manifest when things are going awry, when the metabolism is off due to toxicity, deficiency, emotional things, all kinds of things that can add to the mess. Now we know that 71% of all females born to women who have had chemotherapy in their lifetime are infertile, incapable of having children. 71% of females. Again, born to a female, obviously you can't be born to a male, but you understand what I'm saying. If the man had chemo, it doesn't have the same effect as if the female had chemo and then had a baby. So 71% of the offspring can't continue the genetic lineage, if you want to call it that. What about the males? Okay? Because we, in this study, if you read about it, we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Again, I want you to pay careful attention to this because, you know, it's one thing to battle for your life if you want to perceive it as such when you're given a cancer diagnosis. But there's a lot of reasons not to do chemo, not the least of which is, hey, it might kill you much faster, in fact, it's likely to, than the cancer itself. But if you think about, hey, what about my kids and I want to have grandkids and things like that, you've got to think very carefully about just accepting this. Maybe there's another way, and of course there is. But what about the male offspring, the boys born of women who have had chemotherapy? It was 71% infertility or having fewer kids. How about sons? 87% fewer children they have. I think I got to say that correctly, Super Don. I don't want to be misconstrued. But 87% reduction in their potential for offspring. In other words, they're having fewer kids because the fertility has dropped that significantly. 87% in the males. I pause because I knew it was bad. Yep. But there were other things. That if we go back to studies, like for instance, women who smoked, who had girls who had baby girls eventually. Smoke during pregnancy, they often had the cilia, the little hairs even in the fallopian tubes that would push the eggs on down to get ready for a fertilization. It was not happening as easily. So we can see that environmental toxins from whatever source derived impact the next generation. And it is ludicrous to think that, that the toxins don't even impact us in our generation. And this has been the argument, unfortunately, but for allopathic drug prescribing doctors. All those years ago when I started talking about toxins, get rid of the toxins, help your liver get rid of the toxins, detoxify. And that's still a rallying cry for those who try to dissuade you from anything I or others like me have to say. They say detoxification, that's bunk, that's crazy talk, that's quackery. I'm like, but your liver is designed to bind and excrete metabolic wastes. These wastes that have been around throughout history of procreating humans and animals. And in the span of a few generations now, we have added to metabolic waste environmental toxins that have never before been released, in some cases at all, because they're synthesized in ways that don't occur in nature. In other cases, released into the natural world, substances like mercury, and introduced by inhalation or injection or food in quantities never before recorded in history. I recognize that in the Industrial Revolution, in the coal, covered towns in England and in areas where there was so much burning that there was toxicity that was extreme, that was many hundreds of years ago now. But even then we see the manifestation of terrible diseases, plagues and such. Always blamed on what? A virus, a bacteria, eventually a fungus, even though they didn't know what those things were way back when. But the law of the terrain is so very important. When we talk about this, step back in history and go back and learn about Antoine Béchamp. Because this is like, if you don't get the law of the terrain, perhaps nothing I say on the Robert Scott Bell Show makes sense. Because it all is about, things that will kill you that are called pathogens. But is it pathogens that are causing infertility in the next generation in women who have had chemo and have children who are having 71 to 87% fewer children in the next generation? Is that caused by a virus? They're probably going to claim it so and come up with a vaccine that the CDC will say it should be mandatory. In fact, they sort of already do with the HPV vaccine.
Is there a vaccine for stupidity?
That would be the great question. And I probably still wouldn't be for it because it's, you know, the way they do vaccines, unless it was a homeopathic nosode, it's going to be dangerous. So I lay it out here. I mean, I'm like stunned that I'm having to say these words sometimes, Super Don, as I'm going through a story that says, my gosh, chemo destroying fertility. But of course, sometimes you can't overcome that. You have a child, but the next generation is being hammered. We've talked about it in relation to GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. We talked about perhaps the birth defect scenario of microcephaly. They wanted to blame it on a virus. You think I'm making this up? No, they blamed it on something called, which was the virus, Zika? A convenient scapegoat that doesn't cause a problem in anybody that has any health and semblance of selenium in their system whatsoever. But they had to protect the dumping of the larvicide by a company that could have been sued into bankruptcy. And so we continue on and on and on. And looking here, I do my level best, and sometimes I feel it's like too daunting of a task. So I try not to have delusions of grandeur that I can really impact a lot of folks. But even if it's one person that wakes up and goes, you know what, I think I'm going to look at another direction in my life. Maybe I could eat a little bit cleaner. Maybe I could take a little bit more whole food selenium to counteract the effects of these toxic poisons that are overwhelming my excretory organs, the system designed to eliminate them. And in that way, restore fertility in your generation right now and in your offspring. I don't know. Should I charge money for this, Super Don? I feel like, you know, maybe I'm just giving it away for free and they don't appreciate it. Could that be the case?
No. I don't think we're ready to do that yet. But I want to remind you that we covered a story back in July, if you remember, talking about how the sperm levels, the sperm count in Western men had plunged down to like 50%. So we're seeing a problem here. Yeah, maybe they're related to each other. I mean, there's a lot of chemo going on, right?
Sure.
But, you know, I don't know. What are we going to do? Are we going to just completely eliminate ourselves from the earth with everything that's going on here?
Well, that's the thing. If there are aliens that want to take over the planet, they just got to sit back and wait and watch, be a little patient, because we're doing it to ourselves, you know. And I've said, why do aliens not want to make themselves like known? Here I am, because humans, the consciousness of the humans on planet Earth for the most part right now would obviously bring out the shotguns and blow them away, rather than go, hey, pretty interesting. Where are you from? How's your mom and them? Well, listen, folks. We've got a lot of, let's say, methods and substances and energies here that can counteract the effects of chemo, counteract the effects of antibiotics, which are a form of chemo to rebuild and repair the gut. One of those things that I've added into my arsenal of healing is called CBD, cannabinoids from the hemp plant. It's going to be vitally important in the future and right now. Stuart Tom coming up.
The Robert Sotfeld Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Sotfeld Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see a great picture of, well, two out of three guys are looking good. Josh Hendricks and Stuart Chunk. Ooh, that other guy, RSV, don't worry about him. But we've been together a few times at events in the natural products industry, and I get to broadcast, and I love it when I get together with Stuart and we get to educate folks on the importance of cannabinoids, a whole new realm over the past few years here, and, of course, 70 years of suppression of information that could have put us 70 years into the future in terms of what this plant and its substances that are within it could do for us, our health, our healing. I've talked to you very often about my family, my wife suffering with pain, and how the CBD is the thing that kept her alive through the 6 years of suffering she went through, and many other uses for this. But we do have challenges. I mean, there are still obstacles out there. The federal government still says this plant, it has no use. It's a Schedule One. The DEA says it wants to clamp down, but then it doesn't. There's a lot of schizophrenic behavior happening on the federal level about cannabis and all of the things within it. To help clear up some of this mess, our good buddy Stuart Tomp from CV Sciences. Stuart, welcome back, my friend.
Robert!
Yes, sir.
You know, hey, this is a difficult subject. I speak about it all day long because I'm here at Hemp CBD Central here at corporate CV Sciences. But before we dive into the topic at hand, and there's some news stories that are worth commenting on, I just want to say from the onset, nobody knows how this is going to work out. Nobody, right, Robert? No one has any idea.
I've got some inklings of it. I mean, I think inevitably, as more and more people plug into the benefits of the hemp plant and the things from within it, CBD in particular, it's going to be very difficult for the feds to ever clamp down on it again, honestly. But, again, it's not to say they won't try, and it's not to say they won't foment confusion for the purposes of trying to slow it down because of the threat it poses to that which has captured the regulatory agencies at the federal level, as we know, the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
And it's true. It's in that sort of gray space in between the overlapping disparity between federal and state law. And then, of course, consumer demand. I mean, let's really face it. Cannabis is the most widely used illicit substance on the planet Earth. And now that we know that we have an ECS endocannabinoid system, the idea that you might be able to tap into some of that machinery without the side effects of powerful, dangerous drugs. The reason I say that I don't think we know how this is all going to work out is this. Even when DEA finally gives up, we're still going to be faced with the Food and Drug Administration, and that's why users of CBD, in my opinion, should stick with plus CBD oil, because we have an argument for the FDA should we ever be called to the carpet. Here's the problem. We don't have anything to fight yet because no one's picked a fight with us. They're sending warning letters out left and right to other companies, but they have not sent a warning letter to us here at CV Sciences.
Well, I think that's in large part to your experience in this industry, the dietary supplement industry. It is all about ultimately labeling. And in fact, you know, the substance is secondary because, you know, as a homeopath, I can bottle up Curtagis, which is utilized for a lot of things related to the cardiovascular system. But the FDA says even though it's completely safe, no one would argue a homeopathic is dangerous. The fact that it's indicated for use in cardiovascular issues, they say, oh, that means it's a prescription. So there's what we call regulation, and then there's reality. And I think a lot of the new players in the CBD industry are trying to figure this thing out, or they don't even know what to figure out.
No, and that's true. You don't know what you don't know. In fact, the largest player in the space, CW Hemp, they broke the story of Charlotte Figge, the young girl that was helped where modern medicine failed with cannabidiol, CBD, and their cannabis growers in Colorado. And then they launched their own cannabis hemp product called Charlotte's Web. And their concern, and we all know each other, we're all friendly, their concern was don't put CBD on the label. Remember last time you and I were talking, a label compliant issue, it's a label. So they elected to try to communicate what this was without telling people how many milligrams they're taking, they got the warning letter. So even taking the CBD off the label, because what they did is they had egregious claims left and right. They had a non-for-profit where they were telling people in health food stores, call the number on the bottle, and then these people will tell you how much CBD you need for cancer. And you're begging for a juicy beatdown from the FDA.
Wow, yeah, that's asking for trouble. You're so right. Listen, you know, to go through this, and we'll have time to do that this hour with you, Stuart, and we'll even talk about this on the break for those of you watching on our YouTube channel, RSL Media channel. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can see the video simulcast. And we'll talk about where does this end up. A lot of it we don't know, but there are certain things that you can know, and we do know, to make sure that CBD remains on the market for you for all of the valuable reasons you want it and need it, and I recommend it. We got Stuart Topf here from CV Sciences. Go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 is the code that gets you 15% off.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Scott Bell Show.
I've been working with TV Sciences, not officially, but I mean as far as the products I utilize, right? And my family utilizes, my wife, my kids, and myself. And I travel around the world, and I'm introduced to a lot of different things, including a lot of different forms of CBD or products with it. And I keep coming back, Stuart, to you and what you all are doing, because there's
validity. There's third-party validation. I know what I'm getting each time I'm utilizing it. There's a lot of unknowns out there, and I'm all for freedom. You know that. I'm a freedom guy. But when I have to have something consistently there in the way I expect it, especially for the people that seek me out for help, that's why I'm back with you. I never left you. You know what I'm saying? I keep coming back. Like I was at this ACIM conference, a medical conference this weekend, and, you know, there's CBD coming out your ears at these booths. And I'm like, can you show me some third-party validation of what is in this? You know, you've got the latest, greatest delivery method. And I can't get it. And it's fine. I'm not opposed to that being out there. But, again, we come back to the regulatory status. And this sets them up for the warnings that are going to be inevitably coming from FDA, whether it be a labeling issue, a content issue, or any number of things that they don't even have an idea that they're doing wrong.
Yeah, that's what makes it a very exciting and nuanced dance every day, just sort of watching the missteps of our competitors. I mean, when it comes down to it, there will be two issues that we will be forced to defend if it gets to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, does CBD, do hemp extracts qualify as dietary supplements? That's number one. Number two, are they proven to be safe for the intended use? So you can't really fault regulators for asking those basic questions, can you?
No, like I said, I don't have a problem with that. Of course, I think that the way we have the centralized bureaucracy, the inefficiency of consistency. That's another thing that makes the marketplace wary. But I've also talked to Josh about this on his show, the Hemp Happy Hour, I think it's called. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying that, you know, we have in this industry grown from millions to hundreds of millions to billions.
Right.
And we've done this despite, and I'm not talking you and me, Stuart, personally, but we're talking about the industry.
I want everybody to know that. We're both broke, but that's why we're happy.
We're still going. We're okay. We're eating. But this has happened despite the prohibitions on freedom of speech where it's legitimate and backed by science even. You know, if we have a scientific reference or 10 supporting the use of cannabidiol, for instance, for any disease you care to mention, and the moment you put that on a label, now it's regulated as a drug, not a dietary supplement. So we have to talk in terms of structure and function, which severely limits and curtails the growth that would be almost instantaneous as fast as it's been into multi-trillions, because it would impede upon the drug industry as we know. And so they have a protection racket for a certain category of drugs, we'll say, versus supplements. Yet despite all of the prohibitions on freedom of speech, the growth has been phenomenal in our day and age that shouldn't have happened.
And that's a beautiful illustration of where the psyche of America is and the power of the free market. Because let's face it, no matter how hard regulators are pushing back on CBD, and they are, there are some people, like the clip that you sent that everybody can watch out of Indiana, where they went directly to the Drug Enforcement Agency and they said, what do you think about hemp-derived CBD products that don't get people high that everybody's freaking out about? What do you think? You saw his response? He said, you know, we lost 58,000 people to heroin.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a job to do. And I would tell state regulators they have a priority, an enforcement priority, and hemp is not killing anyone. In fact, he went on to say it's probably solving the opioid problem. So they can try all they want through hook and through crook, through their lobbyists. GW Pharma just applied their new drug application for CBD. And I've got thousands of emails and phone calls. Aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid of what? They're going to charge $36,000 for something we can charge $1,000 for. $36,000 we can charge $1,000 for. Do you think we need to be afraid of that competition at all? I can't wait for that drug to get approved.
Yeah. I'm taking a deep breath here because I'm just looking at the future. I'm looking at the obstacles, the challenges, and all of that. But you're not afraid. You're charging forward. You are doing it the correct way, in my opinion. And I just want to, if I can imbue the people of America, particularly those running health food stores, with the courage and the tenacity to do the right thing And also, just like you said, for the regulators on the federal and the state level, acknowledging at a certain point, throw up the opioid crisis, throw up the heroin crisis, and go, you know what? This is what you really need to be focused on. And they do know it on some level. There might be some rogue agents here and there on state level, but the people of the states can turn that thing around very quickly. And we're seeing, as you said, and as the DEA agent intimated, this is probably helping us out of the crisis. Now, one of the, I think the woman in that feature has like 14 different drugs, you know, in this picture of her. And she's not taking any of them. Were they painkillers?
Yeah, she was on pain. She was on painkillers. She was on SSRIs. She was on benzodiazepines. So you just break down those three categories, okay? We can debate, you know, whether or not CV Sciences is going to make it. Okay, we got an ironclad legal team. We're loaded. We're well capitalized, and we're ready to go. So that's not the issue. Let's talk about what this stuff can do for people. Here's why they're freaking out. Those three categories: pain, anxiety, and depression. I mean, think about that. You've got let's start with just those two: just pain and anxiety. What do you do as an alternative for opioids? Like you've been in natural medicine for your whole life. Can you think of any legitimate alternatives to opioids when people are really in pain besides CBD? Can you?
No. And as a homeopath, it's not that I am without tools, but there are certain levels of severity that some of these things don't really touch in the same way. And as my wife's experience can attest, even the opioids didn't touch it and help her the way CBD was able to help her. So even the most powerful of these drugs that are killing people and addicting people were not as efficient in our experience as the CBD was in helping her.
And we're hearing that over and over and over. So again, this is the triad: pain, opioids, SSRIs, depression, the anxiolytics. They've got people on benzodiazepines. They're more mommy's little helper. They're everywhere. And those things are so toxic. We just break down those mechanisms. Mm-hmm. CBD can help to augment and modulate your body's endogenous opioid pain anti-nociception signaling system. You've been endowed with heroin that your body makes to kill pain. And so CBD is what we call a positive allosteric modulator of the mu opioid receptor. We're tweaking the binding of the endogenous opioid the body makes, thus being able to reduce the amount of exogenous pain pills that are taken. That's genius, isn't it?
It is genius. And
I mean,
what about coming back to the human factor? Again, we love the science, and we can point to all of the things that we're seeing in that. But in this article where they interviewed the DEA agent, this is, you know, almost brings a tear to your eye, because this is where the human component, the compassion component, eventually will overrun the regulatory, runaround that's happening. And this guy, this DEA agent, was asked, what would you tell the mom and dad who are buying this stuff, referring to CBD, and giving it to their kids because it helps them get through the day? And the agent, his name is Payne, ironically, P-A-Y-N-E. Am I speaking as a DEA spokesman or as a father? Because I am a dad as a father. And the interviewer says, yes, I do the same exact thing without hesitation. I can't blame these people. Yeah, this is what is happening now. And it's becoming so ludicrous, the prohibition, and so embarrassing that at a certain point the federal agents or even the state agents attacking are going to be so ashamed. They'll be shamed by their neighbors, by their family members. And again, that's why I see inevitably the regulatory role, that, though it has a place to play, the prohibition aspect of it, I think we're done.
Oh, no, you're right. It's so powerful. I mean, you're right. You talk about embarrassing. I mean, and I'm not, this is not political, okay? My only issue is healthcare. Anybody that knows me my whole life. But when I hear people say, you know, well, I don't think people should have access to cannabinoids. I think they should have access to fentanyl and to Prozac and to Valium. Someone like that really, really needs an adjustment, a serious chiropractic adjustment, and a deep spiritual chiropractic adjustment for deep institutional stupidity. And so the point is, when you ask me about our stores, they hear all that stuff. They're looking at it. They're turning on the television, turning it off, thinking these people have no connection to what's happening on the ground in reality with people that are struggling. What is the alternative to the antidepressant medication that's out there, just in terms of mechanisms of action? Do we know anything else in health food stores that people can take and then slowly titrate down their Prozac and actually have it be effective. Do you know anything else besides CBD that's been able to do that?
Not to this level. Again, we've seen mild tapping around the edges, but for the intensity with which we're talking, it's unprecedented. It really is.
And one of the reasons why for depression, let's get into some of the mechanistic stuff. They believe depression is an inflammatory disease. I'll say it again. We believe depression is an inflammatory disease. Remember we were talking about cardiometabolic syndrome 20 years ago where everybody was just so worried about being fat and they were all worried about the inflammation in their belly? And then we all got into CrossFit and everybody started going paleo and they started getting ripped. Mm-hmm. But you still have inflammation in the brain, so it's making you depressed and crazy. That's a problem. And so we have something so powerful and so effective to downregulate microglia from their pro down into their anti-inflammatory phenotype. Depression is an inflammatory disease. You don't sleep, you get all stressed out, you get hyperactive microglia. The central nervous system is going cuckoo nuts, and CBD can come and put out the fire and save the day. You haven't heard cuckoo nuts since Dr. Ingram, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm just thinking also about our friend Chris Barr, not a doc, and Angie,
Chris.
Not a nurse, right?
Hey, Angie, Chris, what's up?
And we're talking, Angie, you know, on those medicines that you mentioned, anti-anxiolytics, you know, these things that were so brutally, you become hooked on, not even if they're addictive or not, but just you just can't function without them. And she was able to come off of all of that. These are real stories, folks. These are real people. You might know some of them. You might be one of them. If you haven't discovered yet the things we're talking about here, go to robertscottbell.com. There are links in the notes to the articles. You can read about them. But you can also go directly to pluscbdoil.com. If you don't have it available locally, enter the code RSB15 on checkout. You get 15% off. But I do want you to go to your local health food store, retailer, particularly independents, and make sure they have some of the Plus CBD oil. We'll be back with Stuart after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I have to say I'm feeling like more serious tonight, Stuart. I think that the top, and it's not like, because when I'm with you, I'm elated. I just, you know, I love you. You're my brother, and we have a lot of fun together. But I feel the gravity a bit of this topic, not just CBD, but, you know, as we brought in the issue of regulation, compliance with labels, and, of course, now dealing with very serious issues like depression, anxiety, and pain. And, you know, I'm looking at someone who's in pain right now, apparently, Rand Paul, Senator Paul from Kentucky, one of the biggest proponents of hemp that we have in this country, along with Mitch McConnell, who, you know, we are tough on any of these politicians when they do things we don't like. But, man, on this issue, they're nailing it in a good way. And
we should let everybody know, in case they don't know, those two gentlemen, regardless of your politics, are making sure that hemp is exempt from the Controlled Substance Act's definition of marijuana. Rand Paul personally and Mitch McConnell say their job is to get the Drug Enforcement Agency off of the farm because they want to replace tobacco revenue. This isn't about marijuana farming. So in case you're listening to this and you go, I don't really like those guys. Well, they love hemp more than anybody in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and I give him props. Again, I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell on many things, but Rand, obviously, he's more aligned with his, closer to his dad than anybody, obviously, in a libertarian conservative kind of way, but he's been a champion. Now, he was out apparently mowing his lawn on Friday, and a neighbor tackled him, crunched him, broke 5 of his ribs, bruised his lungs. And Super Don, you said while we were on the break talking that they expect him back already next week. I thought he might be out for months.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were speculating that his injuries could even be life-threatening, but according to Mitch McConnell, he made a statement, I think it was today, that they're expecting Rand back in Congress next week. So, guy's a trooper.
That's great news. And listen, Stuart, we were talking on the break, too. I don't know what the motivation is for his neighbor to tackle him. Was it that he didn't like the way he kept his lawn up, or was it because it was a political divide, being a leftist socialist, as we've heard? I don't have validation on that either. But even in either case, if this guy, his neighbor, was taking CBD, I'll hazard a guess that he probably wouldn't have been so inclined to tackle him blindsided. He might have, you know, had a discussion, you know, like adults would do, rather than taking it to a violent level.
You know what? I couldn't agree more. This fight or flight that we've all been engaged in, it's supposed to just be for a short burst where you're running from the lion.
Right.
To live like that, because it now conditions the immune system. And so when you add that chronic systemic inflammation on top of, you know, this this persistent sense of doom that people are carrying around with them, you know, we really might need to get to a place where we're teaching people mind, body, breathing techniques, stretching, yoga. Right. We're never going to be able to, like, get the mass distribution of CBD. That's never going to happen. But I think we really need to, because we keep saying, especially when it comes to everything that's going on, we just need more mental health help. We need more. No, we're not going to spend the money on mental health help. No. That's why you need to take care of yourself. But I think CBD could help. But we need to get people to start paying attention to the fact that it's their anxiety levels and it's their stress, and they need to treat. We need to take care of ourselves and not try to keep treating each other.
Well, and the thing is, when we take care of ourselves, only then can we take care of each other legitimately, really, in a way that will impact them, as opposed to a way that placates and pretends, right? Oh, we feel like we're doing good work because we've got a new thing that was passed in Washington, D.C. Enough of that. There's enough of that that has already passed, and you've seen the failure of trying to, you know, take care of 320 million people from 10 miles square, could be 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 miles away from you. There are ways to take care of each other in our own backyard, in our own neighborhood. And of course, it's not to tackle your neighbor if you don't like the way he's taking his lawn now. I mean, it's just this again, you're right, so well said, Stuart. The fight or flight was designed to be a temporary scenario. People are living in that every day, agitated to the point of snapping at any moment, whether it be these crazy shooting scenarios or an attack of a senator, because, you know, any number of excuses you might want to give, there's nothing legitimate unless you're threatened with your life to violently protect yourself at that point, to just blindside somebody like that.
And I was thinking right here when you were talking, I remember attending the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids, and they had an epigenetic track, and they took Big Mama, Big Daddy, and they bred them together, and they were, you know, big baby, right?
Stuart, I lost you. You still there?
Yeah, live here.
All right, wait. Hey, we're going to hold you a few minutes over into the YouTube break because I want to get this story out. If you're not listening or watching on YouTube, you can tune in. Go to robertscottbell.com during the news, and we'll be back next hour with some more powerful healing, including Chuck Norris taking on the MRI contrast agent manufacturers. Look out, because the power to heal and take CBD truly is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.